理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to a professor in a paleontology class discussing extinction.
One phrase that we hear mentioned quite often in the popular media these days is mass extinction. It is discussed so often that everyone knows what it is. We have even come to think of it as our own creation, as a problem that has resulted from the activities of modern human civilization. While there is no doubt that we have caused the destruction of a great many plant and animal species over the last century or so, it would be a mistake to say that this is a problem that originated with man. In fact, from one point of view, it may not even be a problem at all. Extinction has played a role in the evolution of life on our planet for as far back as we can look through the fossil record, and that is at least 600 million years. Over this period, there have been four or five episodes of mass extinction, the largest of which occurred at the end of the Permian period 245 million years ago. This one event, set off by massive climatic and geologic changes, wiped out 50% of all plant and animal species on land, and nearly all life in the world's oceans. The most well-known of all extinction events was the one 65 million years ago that ended the reign of the dinosaurs. Current theory holds that this was the result of a giant meteor impact, but this is by no means certain. There are reasons to believe that it, too, may have come about from gradual changes in climate, or even in the Earth's magnetic field. But the main point I want to stress now is that the closer we look at the evidence, the more extinction seems to be part of the natural process of life on Earth. The rapid elimination of large numbers of species has not led to a permanent shrinking of the planet's biological inventory. What the fossil record tells us is that it has repeatedly opened up new routes for evolution to take. It has given species, such as the first small mammals at the end of the Cretaceous period, a chance they might never have otherwise had to climb the evolutionary ladder. From this unusual perspective, it is easy to see how we, as humans, could easily owe our existence to an extinction event. Could it be that we are setting the stage for another similar change? By modifying the Earth's environment, we could be bringing about our own extinction event. There is little doubt about the potential for this to happen. But if we take a long look at the history of life, we are unlikely to believe that this will be the end. It is much more likely to be just a new beginning.
Question number 25.
Which of the following does the professor not say about mass extinction?
Question number 26.
Why does the speaker state that from one point of view, mass extinction may not be a problem?
Question number 27.
Based on the lecture, which of the following statements are true?
Question number 28.
According to the lecture, what effect has past extinction events had?